very obviously the theme that flows through all of the readings today is that of forgiveness. It flows on from the conversation that we had last week from Matthew's Gospel. And what Matthew has done has recalled particular sayings and emphasis that Jesus had left with his disciples, and therefore uses incidents in life to make it a strong teaching point. Now, the teaching point today clearly is forgiveness. But whilst we all have that in common to some degree, we have either exercised forgiveness or we have not exercised forgiveness, or we feel we can't exercise forgiveness. Whilst we have that in common, it would be helpful to understand the nature, or the reason rather, why we must exercise forgiveness. The bottom line comes in the last lines of the gospel. The bottom line for us is, you will be judged according to the way that you judged during your life. So if you exercised forgiveness during your life, as the opening prayer and the gospel say, from your heart, if you exercise forgiveness during your life, then that will be what you receive when we draw our last breath and the great judge looks at us and examines our life. If we have not, if we have even made our forgiveness conditional, then it may well be that the forgiveness that we receive at the end of our life will be conditional as well. Now, all of us have been in a situation where forgiveness is part of the human condition. As I said at the beginning, we either exercise it or we don't, or it's the way we exercise forgiveness. We have that in common. But it seems to me that forgiveness has two major parts to it. The first thing is that it depends on who it is we have to forgive, and it depends on why we have to forgive them. Those two elements. Now, if I hear bad news from overseas, as we often do, and some awful thing has happened in some foreign country because of hatred, then we back here in the comfort of our homes would say, oh, that's terrible, how could those people do that? And we might even say, some of us, oh, those people, you wouldn't be able to forgive them. Then back here, that incident, that act of wrong, is relatively quickly taken over by the next headline. And so the words forgiveness might just pass through our mind, but not through our lips really, and then we move on to the next thing. Because that act, that wrong act, is so far away by people that we don't know. When we bring the wrong act, that which isn't good, when we bring that closer to home, particularly under our own roof, particularly with our own family or perhaps our neighbour, then this gospel starts to ring a lot louder. How do I exercise forgiveness? Because depending on who it is that it has hurt me and why they have hurt me will condition, I think, the way in which I can exercise forgiveness. The next two parts of forgiveness that are complicated for me are that I can exercise forgiveness to somebody who has hurt me, but that doesn't mean that they will accept my forgiveness. And you might have been in that position yourself. Everything that I'm reflecting on this morning, I'm sure most of you as adults will have experienced to some degree. I can say I'm sorry all I like. I can eyeball somebody and I can speak with the words of the heart. I can extend my hand and my forgiveness can still be refused. And so then what am I supposed to do? More often than not, we go away and then we have a new forgiveness that needs to be exercised. Because not only have I been hurt originally and I'm prepared to forgive, but now that has been rejected as well. So that moves that hurt that wrong into another level and causes an even deeper pain that is very often dragged out in our life. And as adults, we probably need to say, there is nothing more that I can do in exercising forgiveness than genuinely going forward and sincerely apologising if I am the cause of that pain. But if it's not accepted, well then perhaps the best thing is to simply walk back, walk away, and then focus on the end of your life. You extended forgiveness. God saw and knows that that's what you tried to do. It was rejected, perhaps. But God will not, we're told through Scripture, God will not reject you because you tried to exercise forgiveness. But when we exercise forgiveness, there are two components that are absolutely essential. And St. Augustine, in the 4th century, he said that forgiveness is like a mother who has two beautiful daughters. One is called Justice and the other is called Compassion. They are the two elements, justice and compassion, that are essential for genuine forgiveness. So today, as we sit here with whatever the composition and the colour and flavour of our family might be, and the joys or the sorrows that exist, when we leave here today, make sure you take those two girls with you, Justice and Compassion. Add them into your family. If your forgiveness, your pain at the moment, and forgiveness is required within the family, within the neighbourhood. That must be our starting point. If we don't, we will end up using the elements that are coming from the first reading from Sirach. Some of you will know that book as the Book of Ecclesiasticus. And in the Protestant Bible, Ecclesiasticus or Sirach, it's the same book. Sirach is the author. In the Protestant Bible, that author is not included. It's only included in the Catholic Bible. The reason being that the church, from its very beginning, used the wisdom of Sirach. Ecclesiasticus means the church book. And it used that book as one of the books of instruction to lead people into the church, in what we call catechumens. We still have catechumens today in our RCIA programs, the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults. And there are resources. Back in the beginning of the church, that book was one of the texts that was used to instruct people. And today the instruction is, how do I exercise forgiveness? He focuses a little more on the impact in our life if we do not exercise forgiveness. And that is nearly always a build-up of anger, which leads to hostility. And most of us would know that. So it's a very practical book, is Sirach, the book of one of the wisdom books, Ecclesiasticus, the church book. Jesus, talking to the disciples, he uses numbers to help instruct them. And so Peter asks, how many times do I have to forgive my brother? And so the number 7 comes up. The number 7 is always associated with creation. Always. 7 days of creation. And on the 7th day, God looked at the world and he said, it is good. So when we're looking at forgiveness, also look at it in terms of it is a creative act. We are participating in the continuing story of creation in the world. And it is good. It is creating goodness in the world. It also gives glory and honour to the person who's exercising forgiveness. So there are two elements there as well. So that's why Jesus uses 7. And when he goes 7 and then 77 times, it simply means there is no end to the amount of forgiveness that we have to exercise. That's what he means. And so he uses exaggerated numbers to reinforce that metaphor in the story that he tells about the king and the servant. Now, servants aren't slaves in the sense that we would understand. Servants were part of the household. But he says that he owed 10,000 talents. So I went and looked up, as I do, because I've got so much time on my hands, worked out how much is 10,000 talents. So it goes like this. One talent is 6,000 denarii. And one denarius was one day's wage. So this poor joker here owed 10,000 talents. So 10,000 talents, you work out how many denarius go in there. It works out that if he worked 7 days a week to pay off this debt, he would be working for 164,000 years. That's a lot of overtime. So Jesus, through Matthew, working through Jesus, is simply exaggerating the point that it is a lifetime. And we have to invest everything in the act and the acts of forgiveness for all of our life, for all of the time. Because at the end of our life, our Creator will be looking at us and saying to us, it is good. Or he'll be saying, it isn't good, the way that we behaved. It doesn't mean that when we exercise forgiveness that we accept the wrong that somebody has done to us. No, not at all. Forgiveness, I think it's not easy. It's just necessary.